You're upset because you're jealous. Period. Jealous of what? Your ugly leather pants?
No.
Ugly leather pants. Ugly leather pants.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
What kind of contract did they have to sign to get up there and dress like that and sing for you in that weird, strange song that you put together? I mean, this is so wrong in so many ways. I don't even
know how to explain it. Did the crowdfunding pay for that?
I think crowdfunding did pay for that. Okay. So fuck you to anyone that put money into Corey's crowdfunding.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is the director of Dastardly Deeds, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us. You know, I've told the story so many times on The Commercial Break about me falling off stage when I was in that band. I just couldn't see what was going on. And the 15 shots of tequila ahead of time probably didn't help either, but I fell right off the stage.
And the beloved smoke machine.
Yes, there was too much smoke on stage. But I told the guys to crank it up, baby. There's nothing quite like a smoke machine in a rock show.
I'm picturing you coming out of the smoke.
Oh, yeah. Coming out of the smoke. No one could see 5 feet in front of their face because also at that time you could smoke inside the bars. So everybody was smoking. I think I was smoking cigarettes on stage, actually. And my band members hated it. They were like, "It's your instrument." And I'm like, "Fuck it. It's my instrument. I get to do what I want with it." And I parted the smoke, and then I just went right off stage and fell down. There was no one in the audience to catch my fall. There was that one guy who stepped aside to make sure that I fell without hitting him.
I know, I'm picturing that guy.
Like that one guy?
He's like, yeah. Just like moving out of the way.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Look out below. So I'm just reading this story about, first of all, I do this. I interrupt myself in half sentences. But first of all, Chevy Chase is an international superstar. Maybe not lately, but he is a famous human being.
He'll be ever immortalized in his past work. Yeah.
If he just did the vacation movies, he would be like one of the most famous people on earth because those are some of the funniest,
really
stupidest,
are.
Goofiest movies ever. Just like the commercial break.
Fletch as well.
Oh, Fletch is great. Saturday Night Live, even though he's only on for like a season and a half, but Saturday Night Live. I mean, the guy. He was in that one video, you know, with Simon and Schuster, Simon and Garfunkel.
He was in Paul Simon.
If you call me Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. Right, call me Al. And so he's just like, he's so omnipresent when you talk about a certain type of comedy. And he was really known in Saturday Night Live for his pratfalls. He'd walk in and then he'd fall down and he'd hit something. So he is now doing like the convention circuit. He went to something called like the Christmas con or whatever it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
In New Jersey. It's 4 days long. There's a lot of stars that show up to this, but none of them are of the like fame level
caliber
of Chevy Chase. And he's signing people's stuff for $150 and a selfie for $90. First of all, that seems way underpriced, but I guess, you know, how many people are looking on eBay for Chevy Chase signed stuff? I don't know. Maybe a lot. But
no, I think that would just be for your own personal fun.
Are you even allowed to sell those? I don't know. Who knows? But when you can get them for $150, you're not going to sell it for more than $150. You know what I'm saying?
I would totally pay that.
If I was there
and
he was there, I'd totally pay that just to meet Chevy Chase. He's also been known as quite an asshole sometimes, too. So, you know, there's that. Yeah. There's a reason why he only spent a year and a half at Saturday Night Live. He went to this Christmas con. He goes to do one of these panels where all of the Christmas vacation people are going to be there, including Beverly D'Angelo and the other guy who turned into an asshole, Uncle Eddie.
He went weird.
He went way off the deep end.
Yeah, he was like squatting in a house.
He was squatting in a house.
And
he was following
really
Mother God.
MAGA and Mother God and cult stuff. It
all
really
of it.
Strange.
He was like way off the deep end,
I
as
know.
Was his wife.
I was
he
very
was
disappointed in a weird way. I don't know why I expected anything.
Randy Quaid.
Other than something great from Uncle Eddie.
Eddie, that's right. It turned out Uncle Eddie wasn't playing a character at all. Uncle Eddie was real.
Right.
And his name is Randy Quaid. But so anyway, they're doing this big panel. Chevy Chase gets introduced. He gets rolled out on a wheelchair for whatever reason.
Chevy Chase does?
Yeah. But then he stands up and he starts talking to the crowd because that's what he does. He's just weird like that, right? He does these weird things that he thinks is funny, and sometimes they hit and sometimes they miss, like rolling out in a wheelchair when you're actually 78 years old. People think you're sick or something.
Yeah.
So he gets up, he's standing, he's waving to the crowd, he's saying hello, and he dumps right off stage.
Oh,
he just falls right off stage.
Should have stayed in the wheelchair.
Should have stayed in the wheelchair is exactly what I was going to say. Should have stayed in the wheelchair. So two big surprises.
Okay?
Yeah. Hey, Chevy, you okay? And some people think it's because he does those pratfalls, but no, he fell off stage.
Yeah,
he really went off stage.
He's too old to be doing that.
Yeah,
now.
You can't do pratfalls at 72 years old or however old he is. He's fine. Apparently, he got some ice and they helped him up and he went, whatever. But it surprises me he's at the conventions. Then this pratfall or this fall that he actually took that wasn't a pratfall, it reminded me so much of my own fall because it kind of looked like that. It looked like he was going to step on the next part of the stage and he just goes, don't, right down into the crowd.
It happens.
Yeah, it does.
Didn't that happen to Dave Grohl too?
It happened to Dave Grohl. That's how he broke his leg. Mm-hmm. It's happened to a lot of people, actually. Yeah. You don't understand.
You get,
like,
well,
either. You get disoriented.
Look, you don't understand.
You don't
Chrissy.
Understand because you're not in that part of the business, Chrissy.
The biz.
Yeah. Maybe Jeff would understand a little bit more because he's around stages.
Yes.
When those bright lights are shining in your face and it's a dark room otherwise, it's hot. You get disorienting.
Yeah. And you get excited.
Yeah. And get a boner. I got a Christmas vacation boner. No, you do. You get excited and, you know, you just start making moves that you shouldn't have. You're like Britney Spears on one of those TikToks she does.
Yeah.
Speaking of Britney, what is going on there?
There's nothing really to say, I don't think.
I love Britney. I want Britney to be well. I want her to be happy.
Everybody's worried, I think.
I think everybody's worried that this ends badly.
It seems unhinged, but
hopefully
everything will settle down. Britt.
She is naked on that Instagram every single photograph.
Yeah.
Which, God bless her. Nothing wrong with nudity. That's her birthday suit. It's not like it's overly sexual. It's just, you know, she just likes to show herself off naked. But every single video that I see, she's doing that same dance, which is that weird, like, you know, Vogue thing that Madonna does. She's doing that. Sometimes she's got knives. Sometimes she doesn't. Sometimes there's someone else in there. Sometimes there's not. But she's almost always topless.
She's lived a different life than most of us. So.
I have to agree there. Is that it's hard to compare. It's hard to throw darts when you're not even standing in the same line. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but you know, we get this a lot here with the big lights here at the commercial break. And by big lights, I mean the fan light.
Yeah. The fan light does get bright sometimes.
Astrid's been complaining. She's like, God damn. I look at all of these other podcast YouTube channels, and they all them look so crystal clear, like 4D crystal clear, wonderful. And then I look at you guys, and it just doesn't look the same. It looks all fuzzy and weird. And I'm like, oh, well, that's why. And she's like showing me Conan O'Brien stuff. And I'm like, oh, well, Conan's got a professional studio. He's got these big lights that are professionally manned and all this. And then she reminded me that I actually paid someone to come in here and do the same thing. And I still look like shit. I said, babe, we are not 1080p kind of people. You know what I'm saying? If we can go.
I need it to be a little fuzzy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I said 720k is perfect. We like that. If you guys are using AOL to watch us on YouTube, that is perfect.
Preferred browser.
Preferred browser of the commercial break. CompuServe. CompuServe, the wave of the future, sponsors the commercial break. Please follow us on CompuServe. CompuServe.
Yeah,
who said that? Oh, Felicia was saying that she was on. What was CompuServe?
CompuServe was, yeah. I
remember, but I don't remember what they did.
It was the company that
did the like modems and the dial-ups and the stuff like that. Yeah, it's so many of those companies. AOL's still around. I still get people that give me their AOL address. I remember being at a conference.
That's embarrassing. I'll just say that. The conferences are the worst, though. Are you
saying the worst?
So that's where we would get it, too, because I used to go do the conference circuit for a little while. Brian and I have had many jobs.
Many jobs.
Many. Between the two of us.
I think like 70 jobs. Yeah,
it feels like.
That's right.
At one of my jobs, I did do a conference circuit. We would go to, get this, the tow truck industry.
Oh, really?
Oh, those were fascinating. Those were super fascinating.
I bet.
We would go to the one in Florida. We did Orlando. We did San Antonio. We did Las Vegas, and then we also did San Diego, and then we also did New Jersey.
Oh, God.
And the people at those conferences, and I'm not even talking about the, like,
the tow truck drivers.
I'm talking about the tow
people in the, oh, you're talking about the tow truck
people
drivers.
People in the industry. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, it's across the gamut.
It's just like a, it's just like
the ones
a crazy
up in the
crowd.
North seem kind of, you know, mafia like, and there's a lot of restrictions on different roads and toll roads and how you can get, you know, there's
oh, yeah,
a lot
yeah,
of
yeah. It's all handled by the Teamsters
and,
the Uners.
And, yeah. And, yeah. Down in Florida. Oh. You can only imagine.
Look, a snake's biting my dick. I'm high on meth. I'm running around with a hatchet in my hand, ready to chop off the leg of a small child who decides he's going to read a book about gay people.
Yeah, and then, you know, again, Texas was its own thing. California, its own thing. It was very interesting as to human nature. Or just demographics. Human demographics across the country. Anyways, part of the job was to get the email of these people. And
A lot of AOLs.
We were like, what?
Do you remember that one time that I went to the conference and the guy had done zero prep work on anybody that was sitting on the stage? He asked us to be a part of his panel and then completely blew it. He like wrote three sentences about each of the people that were on stage. And listen, none of us are Conan O'Brien. He doesn't give us have some grand entrance. I'm not looking for somebody to, you know, blow Skittles up my ass. But I would like you to at least get the name of the podcast that I have correct when we're at a podcast conference. And he says, The Commercial Breaks, with over 300 views per episode. And I'm like, 300 views per episode? What are you looking at? And then I realize that, yeah, that's our YouTube channel. He's right. But he gave me, and I never forget it, he had a card. And he had one of those cards that's multicolored, with multiple different businesses on it, front and back. You know, he had a recommendation. You know, the quotations like on a book where it's like we just got Reggie Watts' book here. And it on the back, it's got a quote from Conan O'Brien. Well, he had a quote from like his wife or something. It was like, you know, he's the best salesperson.
He's a great guy.
He's a great podcaster. I listened one time. It was fine. That's the commercial break. I listened one time. It was fine. But, So he gives me the card and it has AOL on it. And so I say to him, this is before the presentation, because I didn't talk to him after the presentation because I thought to myself, what an asshole. Just get my name right at least. He says, oh, and he called you Christiani Hoadley.
Oh, Christiani.
Christiani Hoadley. That
well,
was
that could be my alter ego. Yeah,
he does the commercial breaks. With over 300 views on every episode with Christiani Hoadley. I'm like, okay, everything about that was wrong, but okay.
I can work with it.
I can work with this. I can actually, that's more promotion than we've ever gotten, so thank you. Yeah. Hey, it's Brian Green from the... Briggs! With over 12 listens on every show. So he gives me this card and I was like, oh, AOL, you're still using AOL? He goes, I'll tell you what, AOL's best thing, best email server ever. I've had it since AOL became a thing and I've never had a problem. And I'm like, you've never had a problem because you're the only customer they have. There are literally 300 people working on your behalf over at AOL. AOL doesn't exist anymore. It's not a thing.
No, they merged with Time Warner, but then that got dissolved. I don't know what's happening. But
I don't know. AOL's not around anymore. That's just the reality. I mean, it's around. Yeah. They still have an email service, but it's, you know, who uses AOL? Gmail is the universally understood email address preference, personal email address preference of almost everybody.
Yes.
You got to have a Gmail address. Mm-hmm. I mean, at least get a Yahoo address and seem like somewhat past 1991. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I still have my Yahoo email address and I logged into it one time.
My friend.
And I had like 62,000 unread emails. It had been a decade since I had checked it.
I know.
And not one email was from anybody that I knew. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I went back to go see if somebody had emailed me. Not one person had emailed me. I'm like, I was less popular then than I am now. And I'm pretty unpopular now. That's amazing. So that AOL email address is just a sign that you're behind the times. Mm-hmm. But CompuServe is even before that CompuServe was. And speaking of those conferences where you go, when I went to one of those podcast conferences, I don't know if you remember me telling you, but in the same building in this shitty Roach Motel in Las Vegas we were at, there was the National Hardwood Flooring Association.
Yes.
And those people were fucking awesome. They were coming to our podcast like our speeches, because no one was going to the speeches because it was a terrible conference.
Right.
In a terrible place where no one wanted to be because they knew it was terrible to even show up. So these people were filling our rooms and clapping for us and stuff because they just had extra time on their hands. So how many hardwood floors can I look at? Right. I already know, right? And they were coming in and they were clapping and, you know, being excited about it. And I thought, what a cool thing to do. You see the poor people over the podcast conference are really having a hard time. So you go and you help them out. Yes, I thought this is just the coolest thing in the world. I do think those conferences, you know, there's movies about this, right?
I think there should be.
There is a
Will Ferrell movie about this.
There is a, not Steve Carell, but the other one, who's the guy that was in, he was in The Office. He was like the one of the sales guys.
Oh, John Krasinski?
Ed Helms.
Oh, Ed Helms.
Ed Helms did a movie about him going to a conference. Okay. It was called like Minnesota or something like that.
There should be something because it's the same people. You see at the same conferences, yes, and everybody meets at the same bars.
You should absolutely have a television reality show that just goes to conferences, certain conferences. Go to the Comic Cons, but then also go to the hardwood flooring convention.
Yes.
And then if you want to be really sad, go to the podcast conferences in Las Vegas. You'll be really sad. Like, go to those conferences and film the people that are there. Just like get into their heads. I would love if they would just do a season about hardwood flooring conferences and then a season about podcast conferences and just get into the characters and find out what they do, you know, at their hotel rooms at night and who's doing blow and who's having sex with who. That would be so fascinating to me. That is something TLC needs to get on. Get on a conference-based reality show and let's really uncover where all bastard children are made at conferences.
Exactly.
That's where they are, at conferences. Speaking of bastard children, last episode we were taking a look at the Corey Feldman musical era, if you want to call it that. The I need your money so I can be successful era of Corey Feldman's musical career. And we started it.
The tour before the tour.
The tour before the tour. That's right. Not the tour he wanted to do, but the tour he knew he had to do in order to convince the big, what did he call them?
Wigs.
Corporate record people. What is a corporate record people, Corey? There's no corporate record people anymore. Everybody's a senior vice president of music. I was a senior vice president of music. For some label, my label, the 33P. So we were taking a look at this. We're listening to him begging for money. But now I think we should really start to get into what he's actually doing on stage and in his music. So let's take a short break and we'll get back to Corey Feldman in our deep dive exclusive. TCB exclusive.
You heard it here last.
Corey Feldman's a bad musician. You heard it here last. Because everybody on the internet has already done this. But, you know, hey, we're just catching up. Guys, give us a break. It's been a rough couple months, okay? We're trying to get back to normal here. So let's take a break, and then we'll get back to Corey Feldman.
Look, I know you guys are getting really sick of me, but that is too bad. It's my job. Now, go to tcbpodcast.com for all of our audio and video content and get your little booty over to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited video episodes. Want to chat? Leave us a voicemail at 626-ASK-TCB3. Too embarrassed for your voice to be on the show? We understand. Text us instead at 855-TCB-8383. Can't even do that? No worries. Just follow us on TikTok at TCB Podcast and on Instagram at The Commercial Break. And if you can't even be seen doing that, just listen to these sponsors and let's get back to the show.
Hey everybody, wanted to let you know that this episode is sponsored in part by Factor. Okay, do you want to know what the single biggest challenge for me as a single person was? Shopping for, prepping, and cooking nutritious meals. Do you want to know what the biggest challenge for me as a human with 25 to 60 family members living in my house? Shopping for, prepping, and cooking a nutritious meal. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, it's a big stress point around here. And since I don't really know how to cook, that stress often falls on other family members. But this holiday season, we're going to try something something different. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service, can help us fuel up fast for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to our door. Because Factor's never-frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes, all you have to do is heat and enjoy. You can choose from over 35 weekly flavor-packed, fresh and never-frozen meals that support a healthy lifestyle and meet your meal preferences. And guess what? It's all delivered right to your front door. With Factor, we can be assured that we're making sustainable choices. They offset 100% of their delivery emissions and source 100% renewable electricity for their production sites and offices. Hey, look at that, a company who's trying to do some good. So head to factormeals.com/commercialbreak50 and use the code commercialbreak50 to get 50% off. That's code commercialbreak50 at factormeals.com/commercialbreak50 and get 50% off. We also want to thank Factor for being a sponsor of The Commercial Break.
All right, back with our Corey Feldman deep dive. Let's start at the end, essentially. Let's start at his appearance on The View just a couple of weeks ago, I think this was. And he's going to sing with one of his old acting buddies, Chris, Jerry Connell. From
Jerry O'Connell?
Jerry O'Connell from Stand By Me. Remember, okay. He was in Stand By Me?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So these two were in Stand By Me together. They're going to get together at The View and they're going to sing a song, a cover tune. I'll let this be a surprise to everybody. but this is probably, it's on The Talk, excuse me, not The View. I'm sorry. It's on The Talk. This is probably one of the worst covers I have ever heard, Chrissy. Are you ready for this?
I think so.
I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. Check this out on youtube.com/thecommercialbreak if you are so inclined. And let's listen to Jerry and Corey do this duet together.
And his band that now appears to have a new member. Looking good, Jerry. You sit right in.
Okay, so let's make a couple observations for those of you that are listening. The band that Corey used to have was called The Angels, and it was all beautiful, tall, blonde girls dressed in angel outfits that were very revealing.
A la Victoria's Secret.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Not exactly original. Of course, either is angelic to the core. I don't even know what that means, angelic to the core. But anyway, so now he's got a backing band that is studio musicians, I can only assume, because the band with the girls was led by his former wife, who he spent in exactly 3 months with, which is, you know, I think that's breaking a record, unless you count my first
marriage,
which lasted just as long. So we've got Corey and Jerry on the stage. Jerry, I'm going to guess, is 6'1", 6'2". Corey is standing a proud 5'1", 5'2", with platform shoes on. They are both dressed like a bad white Michael Jackson impersonator.
Yeah, in leather.
In leather, with sparkles all over.
In the leather at all.
Listen, I thought if I'm going to perform with the Corey and his incredible band, yes, that I better come correct. Thank you for lending me these clothes, everybody.
Can I just say can I just say that Jerry O'Connell seems to be like the Nick Cannon?
Yes.
Of things.
White people?
Yeah. Yeah, like they're both everywhere. They do everything. They show up everywhere.
And you know what
they
like?
They host shows.
Yeah. You know what
they
I like about
here,
Jerry
they go
O'Connell?
There, they're guests. They're, yeah.
He just knows how to keep his name out there. And he seems like he's having genuine fun every time.
And he's married to Rebecca Romijn.
Could you even believe it? Good for you, Jerry O'Connell, yeah. Number one. Number two, he's in on the joke. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he is.
He knows he's not Tom Cruise when he walks in the
right.
door. And he's not pretending.
He just wants to have fun.
Yeah. I love it.
Like a rock star, buddy. I'm actually going to expect some great performance now. Is everybody ready to see me first?
Because Jerry is a musician.
Yeah, because Jerry actually knows what to do with his voice. He's been practicing.
The rock star, Jerry.
Okay, you got
it. Let's also say that Jerry looks really good for 55 or however old the guy is. He looks handsome. That guy is handsome. Chrissy, get me to that doctor.
I know.
How do I fix my problems?
A lot of groupies here, Jerry and Corey, now performing the classic Stand By Me. Corey Feldman.
From the movie Stand By Me, Stand By Me.
And Jerry O'Connell.
Hey.
many times a night does the bass player stare at himself in the mirror and go, what the hell happened to my life? I used to be so young and hot and cool. The bass player is the typical 60-year-old man trying to be relevant
with
in
Brett
2023.
Headband.
Yep.
And yeah.
And leather all the way down. And I mean all the way down. I mean all the way down. But he smartly puts those, you know, sometimes on the leather pants, they have ties like shoes do, yeah. like laces like shoes do.
He put a belt on.
He put a belt and he has the laces in the crotch so we don't have to look at his dick the entire time. That's a smart move on this guy's point of. Yeah. By the way, I think my son plays bass better than this guy does.
So now they're doing a photo montage of Stand By Me.
Yeah, they're doing. They're just showing pictures from Stand By Me.
It's Jerry O'Connell, River Phoenix, right?
River Phoenix.
And
Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman. And who was the other guy?
I don't know.
He was like the main guy.
He was?
He was the main kid.
Oh, yeah, but I can't remember what his name is.
No.
Which is no surprise for the commercial break.
Jerry's like, yeah.
No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't.
It's painful.
It's painful.
Be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by.
Benny King is rolling in his grave right now. He is so awful.
Now they're hugging. They've got an arm around each other.
Yeah, I mean,
there's
all
a big
else,
height difference.
When all else fails, hug each other and pretend like you're doing good. Yeah.
Like you're drunk at a party.
Stand by me. Only Stand By Me is not necessarily a party song, but okay, we get it.
If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall.
This is 33P level singing right here, folks. 33P level singing. I haven't heard anybody as bad since myself.
Or the mountain, or they should crumble to the sea.
I love how when someone's doing a cover and they use all these hand motions to make sure you know what the words to the song are. It's like the mountains, he points up, crumble, and then he uses a hand motion to let you know that the mountains are crumbling. See? He's trying to distract from his voice.
I won't cry. I won't cry. No, I won't shed a tear. Just as long as you stand by.
Will Wheaton was the other one.
Will Wheaton.
Yeah. Who Felicia Day has done a lot of stuff with, our guest
That's
earlier
right.
this week. Yep.
Jerry O'Connell, come on. Darling, darling, stand by me.
Which everybody else in the back is singing as well.
Yeah, there's everybody's singing trying to cover up for Corey's voice. And now, granted, maybe Corey had a show the night before and his voice was bad, but I don't think so because this is how he sings. By the way, the crowd is unusually into it, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like, if I was there, I would be like, I would have this quizzical look on my face, like, what did I get myself into? And how did I get the show,
Astrid.
The tickets to the talk? Yeah, Astrid,
what?
That's right.
Stand now. Stand by me. Stand by me.
And for no apparent reason at all, there's the girl in the back that's playing the keyboard wearing a captain's hat that's
yes.
gold and sequined.
Yes. Well, hey, you got to point out the most attractive one in the band.
Yeah.
Stand
Now they're doing a kick line, like a chorus
that's
girl
right.
kick line together.
Completely, completely in character for Stand By Me.
Yeah.
And the guitarist, what is he playing? I mean, this is a bing. What if he just like slayed it like
like slid on the ground.
Yes. Set himself on fire.
Started bashing his guitar.
The drummer kicked over the set. The girl playing keyboard just took it and smashed it over someone in the first row's head. Corey stage dived into the 60-year-old, 70-year-old crowd.
Ah! Oh, Lord.
Okay. I was going to mute it because I thought the sneeze is better than what's going on here. All right, you get the gist of this one, right? It's terrible. I mean, yeah. Corey is terrible. But the thing that got everybody paying attention, the reason why he's on The Talk right now is because he was on The Today Show, I believe right when the pandemic started, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. He did a performance on The Today Show that was mocked by every, I mean, it was roundly panned because Corey is so strange in this particular performance. And the performance of the song is ridiculous. And the song itself is ridiculous. All of it is ridiculous. And everybody either said, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to daytime television, or they said, Corey clearly is making a joke, but he wasn't joking. So let's take a look. Let's go way back to the, that's true. Let's go way back to the Today Show and this performance. I think this is right as the pandemic started, if I'm not mistaken, because I remember it coming out and you and I had talked about it, but we had never heard it, right? We never did it on the show, mainly because we only had the technology to talk into our MacBook Pros. All right, let's take a look at this Today Show performance. You have to have seen this performance.
Oh.
Corey dances across the stage like a fat ballerina. What's that movie, Fantasia? The Mickey Mouse movie where they have the ballerina elephants are dancing across the stage?
Yeah, he's got this hoodie pulled all the way up over his face.
Black on black on black.
Yeah, it's confusing.
The girls are in the background. The angels are in the background.
Like an interpretive dance. Get it.
Well, what else would you expect from the great Corey Corey Feldman?
All she gonna do is clap.
Hit the club.
Hit the club.
Tell him. Hit the club.
Hit the club. You should hit the singing lessons is what you should do. The club.
They're not playing this at the club.
No. Which club is playing this?
None.
At the Feld Mansion, they're playing this.
Yeah.
This sounds like what a teenager makes in his bedroom when he thinks he's making music and he just presses a lot of buttons at the same time.
It looks like he's lip-syncing.
He is lip-syncing, I'm sure of it. Number one. Number two, he just found three words that rhyme together and put them together. On the ground, yeah, we're going down. Don't you know the sound? No, I don't, Corey.
I love that City, you know, like Citibank, City Concert Series is who's sponsoring this. They probably
I think
like,
until that day.
We need to make good time for that one.
Charlie, it's me, CEO of Citibank. Who gave the green light on the concert series on the Today Show? Yeah. Pull our cash now.
Notice them, they don't laugh again. Make you beg for my sister, nobody notice them. Just when you think it's all over, no hope in life, so what you gonna do? Every shot flies from exposure, so what? What have you got to lose?
We got nothing to lose, so baby, let's go for it.
Come on, let's go for it.
Go for it. Corey, so many things wrong with this. I don't even know where to start. Let's start with the Angels. What in the fuck are the Angels doing? Who? What kind of contract did they have to sign to get up there and dress like that and sing for you in that weird, strange song that you've put together? I mean, this is so wrong in so many ways. I don't even know how to explain it.
Did crowdfunding pay for that?
I think crowdfunding did pay for that. Okay. So fuck you to anyone that put money into Corey's crowdfunding.
I've nothing to lose, so baby, let's go for it. Oh, let's go for it.
There's just so much going on with this. Drop the beat! You know what the truth is? I have it. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, this is terrible music.
It's not music.
It's not. It's someone pressing a lot of buttons. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Listen to the bass and to this weird techno droning that's going on. Just listen to that part.
Oh, I know.
We'll put a lot of roar in it. Give me more roar.
Oh, wait, there is at least, I mean, there at least is an angel back there DJing with a Mac laptop.
Giving a new name for DJing. She's just pressing Q.
Lies they tarnish you, try to abolish you. Spin your good deeds until they become fathers. They match your name with shame. They point and laugh at you that nobody knows their name.
Why are you so angry, Corey? Why are you so pent up with rage here? I just don't understand. The lyrics are ridiculous, and so are these girls. I feel bad for these girls because I know that they were probably just like, great, Corey Feldman, finally a gig. We have somebody with a name is going to get us on tour, and we're going to do a bunch of stuff, and this is what they get.
But I mean, they got paid, and nobody's going to remember them.
No. No, I think the girls are the best part of this. They're actually playing their instruments, and they see, I mean, they have
beautiful
to play his music.
You feel beaten, don't have the strength needed to carry on. Comes down to love and devotion.
I mean, it's like the girls at the bars that have the ridiculous outfits on doing the samples.
Yeah, that's true.
You do what you gotta do.
You gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta make your way in this world. Yeah, listen, we're on the commercial break. We have no room to talk.
Better voice than he does.
Yeah, they do.
Let's go for it. We got nothing to lose. So baby, let's go for it. Come on, let's go for it. We're back into the club. We're starting to
club.
It
no, it's done. No, I can't either.
His
I'm with you.
Dancing is awful.
He's dancing like a weird Michael Jackson robot. What does he do? He's touching the ground sometimes. He's putting his hand in the air a lot.
He's doing the twist.
Yeah, he's talking about the club. Yeah, he's doing the twist. This is so funny. I think this is so funny. All right, this is a good place to take a break. Let's get back to some Corey talking because I don't know how much more music I can handle. No. We'll be right back after these messages.
Okay, Brian, let me give the people what they want. Our social media handles. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. If, like all my Hinge dates, you are thirsty for more, give us a call and leave us a message at 626-ASK-TCB3. Or send us a text, no sexting please, at 855-TCB-8383. And, of course, go to TCBpodcast.com to see everything there is to see. Now let's hear from our sponsors and then the show must go on.
All right, we're back with the Corey Feldman retrospective.
Yeah.
Corey went on Drew Barrymore. I think the Drew Barrymore show.
You're so excited.
I know. My head's going faster than my mouth. There that thing is again. The Drew Barrymore show. And him and Drew Barrymore were child actors around the same time. So they interacted with each other on a number of different occasions. Corey shows up to talk to his old friend. However, he tells the most interesting story in the most boring way. They went out on a date. If I went on a date with Drew Barrymore, I'd make that the biggest fishtail I've ever told. I'd make sure I had it hummed in, ring-dinged, ready to go at a moment's notice, because that's the party stopper when you tell about the time you went out with Drew Barrymore. Corey has had 40 years to figure this out, and this will most definitely put you to sleep. You ready to hear this?
That's such a great intro.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you're excited now. Is that good prep? Good. Hey, listen, I'm just going for it, Chrissy. Go for it!
Go for it. In the club.
Oh, thank you for dancing.
Oh, God, I'm so happy to see you. I can't even tell you. This is, we haven't seen each other in, how long has it been?
25 years, I think.
25 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Corey
yeah,
knows
you have
to
not
the day.
Run in the same circles.
No. I would say Drew ended up on the other side of this coin.
Yes.
Last time I saw you, I don't
partied. We didn't party.
We got sober together. We got unsober together.
C-Dog 22 is his handle, just if you're interested.
Poor Corey Feldman. Couldn't even get at Corey Feldman. He's got at C-Dog with 2 G's.
Yeah, that's his handle in case you're looking.
Oh, my God. I could just see him starting his Instagram account.
He's
well,
like, damn, that one's taken.
Yeah.
That one's taken,
that
too.
That one's taken, too. What about C Dog Double D, Double G 22?
Then you got to go 22?
Yeah.
Because C Dog was already taken,
I know. You could have just put C Feldman or contacted someone at Instagram for your name back. I wonder who's got the real Corey Feldman.
Yes.
I know, and I'm still like in the middle of
what happened? What happened? No, no.
It's like
okay, so Corey just said we got sober together, we got unsober together, then we got sober together again. I don't know if Corey is sober currently. I would hope not. But he stop there. Tell that story. Say something about that period of time.
Yeah.
I want to know how you guys got unsober together. Can you please go over that? But they don't. They breeze right over.
I think he got unsober. I think she got sober.
Yeah, she got sober a long time ago. He got unsober.
That's why they haven't seen each other in 25
we
years.
We got sober together. I got unsober thinking about you. I got sober again while you weren't around. Then I decided to get unsober because you weren't around.
Yeah.
She said, how long has it been? He said, 25 years, 300 days and 12 hours. I can remember.
Trying to figure it out. That's what happens.
We're always trying to figure it out until the day we die, because life is an ongoing journey, right? And
yes.
We try to learn and grow and soak it all in and hopefully grasp something, right?
Woo! Laugh track. Put in the laugh track. Yeah, Corey.
Everybody wants to grow.
Wee. Lesson life, lesson 101. We're all growing. It's a journey. He said that like he surprised somebody. Mm-hmm. You see the look in his eye? He was like, it's a journey, right?
Mm-hmm. Like we were such kids together. You know, like sometimes I'll say to people, like, we were just kids. Like it's a kind of a euphemism. We were in our 20s. We were kids.
We were literally kids.
Yeah.
Do you remember our first days?
Our first date or our first days?
I think he meant to say first dates,
okay.
And then he said first days.
Okay. No, tell me.
You really don't remember?
Well, I might when you reboot the memory, because I have so many memories.
Can I tell the story
please,
of how we met?
Can I put everybody to sleep? Do you mind? I've been practicing.
You kidding?
Can I tell the story? Okay. All right. So what happened was I get a call one day. My grandmother says, we got a call from Steven's office, and the little girl from E.T., wants to meet you because she's got a crush on you.
Oh, yeah, I did. The biggest.
It's true story.
That's their date because she was like 7.
Yeah, that's not a date. That's going for ice cream with your friend.
I know.
If that was the first date, I had my first date at 4 with Joey from across the street. He was so cute.
One day.
Oh, thank you. I didn't feel that way. You know I didn't feel that way because I was very insecure. Right?
And you were not.
Still am a little bit, but I'm over it a little bit.
But that's what made me love you because I, you know.
Look at the size of the platforms on his shoes. Look at how big those platforms are on those shoes.
She's matching them, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, of you. And I loved you as an actor and a human. But getting to know you, that's what I was always drawn to, was your lack of ego. And we were around.
It's your lack of intelligence and good looks and personality. That's what I was attracted to.
Many nice people, but many people who fell prey to self-indulgence.
Right.
And you didn't. Well, okay, so Steven. So,
what?
What? Was there a weird cut there? Or what I've noticed about this after watching it, you know, one or two times, is that they seem to be embedding the audience. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's an audio track. It's not real.
That's the least alarming thing about this.
This is true. The most alarming thing is we're 4 minutes in and he still hasn't gotten to the good part.
But you know,
someone in his office.
Emblem.
Yeah.
Right? And they're like, yeah, so the little girl from E.T., you know, Drew Barrymore. And so I'm like, yeah, I know who Drew Barrymore is, of course. Yeah. And they were like, well, she's got a crush on you.
Yeah.
And her mom was wondering if you guys would be able to get together and go like on a little play date. It was like a cute little play date, right? And I was like,
so I got an 8-ball of cocaine. I came over to Drew's trailer and we hit it hard.
Okay, yeah, that sounds fun. Let's do it, you know? So we arranged for me, and of course, neither of us drove because I was still living at my grandparents and you were living with your mom.
Yep.
And
our licenses.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I was, I believe, 12 or 13,
yep.
And you were 10 or 11.
Yep.
So that was the little gap there.
Yeah,
right?
I meant it when I said kids.
Yeah, we were literally kids.
Drew's like, yep, get on with it.
Along.
Yeah, let's move it along. We only got 5 minutes. You've killed three.
So, and it was so cute. So, like, I remember taking you to the movies. I remember exactly which movie theater it was. It was the one next to the Gelson's parking lot. I think it's on Balboa. Yes, on Balboa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that.
I wonder if this is how people are when they're listening to an episode of the commercial. They're like, okay, get to the fucking point, yeah. Brian. You can't tell people which movie theater you went to because no one else knows that except for you, Drew.
And it's like, probably still not even there anymore and hasn't
been
for
years.
Of course
it's not.
No?
Yeah, remember that? They used to have that little three cinemas.
Remember? There was a Citco across the street and went about a mile
remember
down
you
on
were
the
11.
Left.
You remember?
You remember? And there was a McDonald's here in Los Angeles. You remember? They had an airport. You remember? We were near the ocean. You remember? Right. My name was Corey back then, still is today. You remember?
Right there, right across from the Gelson's. And we parked at the Gelson's and we walked across the street and you put your little hand up for me to hold.
Oh.
Drew is regretting that she allowed him to tell this story. Yes.
And I held your hand and we walked across the street. I don't remember what movie we saw.
but you remember the Citgo?
Yeah, but you remember the Gelson's with the three on it? That's right. You don't remember what movie you saw, but you managed to remember the Gelson's with the three on it?
Oh my God.
And that was the first. And then after that, we just stayed friends.
Yeah.
And then it was years later.
Of course you stayed friends. She was 11.
Yeah.
She was 11. What did you expect was going to happen? You guys were going to finish in Vegas and eloping in some ceremony?
Before we actually dated.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. Like, dated properly.
Yeah.
Do you remember going to, like, the Academy Awards together? I remember.
That's memorable.
That is a story. Now tell it, Drew. Now tell us. Tell us, Drew.
Going. And so I was lucky enough to be your date. And I just threw on like a cotton Betsy Johnson dress off the rack. You know, I don't know how much it cost, probably $65.
It was probably more than I could afford to buy you at the time. So,
and, you know,
what?
What is he trying to say something
awkward.
There? Yeah, this is all very weird, isn't it? For two people that dated each other and knew each other as children. Thank God we don't have that kind of friendship. Well, we probably do have that kind of friendship, but we just gotten past the awkward part.
I'm still thinking about the fact that they were going to the Academy Awards and she was his date.
Yes.
But he was too poor to buy a $65 dress. I'm so confused.
Why was he too poor to buy a $65 dress?
I don't know.
Dress?
And why was he nominated for
the Academy Awards? I think Stand By Me was nominated for the Academy Awards.
Okay, right, right. Yeah.
And I remember getting there and I remember seeing people in such designer, you know, duds.
Yeah.
And I remember looking around and thinking,
that's how they treated those child actors back then. Make the money for the parents.
Get on your onesie. We're going to the Academy Awards.
Give me that check.
Give me that $100 bill.
Yeah,
where did you
that
get that
check.
From? Give me that check. That's right. Before those laws were installed, those parents would take those kids to the cleaners.
Yep.
All of them. Not one good story comes from child actors from the 60s, 70s, or 80s.
No, or before that, even, too. Poor Shirley Temple.
Oh, Shirley Temple. And then who's the other one? Liza Minnelli? Wire hangers? No wire hangers.
Very underdressed.
Oh, that is the worst laugh I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Bad. And mine's bad, and his is worse.
I'm wearing a cotton Betsy Johnson dress.
Whoopsies. But you know what? You were a kid.
Sorry, Betsy Johnson. I actually like her.
Yeah, what happened to Betsy Johnson? God. Sorry you had to wear a cotton muumuu to the Academy Awards. Thoughts and prayers,
when you were 13.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers.
And dude be like, get that kid out of here. She's not dressed properly. What does she know?
So cool.
Thank you. Well, you know what? I was wearing my safety pin jacket.
Oh, I remember. And a red shirt and your Ray-Bans.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They are showing a picture of the two of them at the Academy Awards. And Corey is dressed
in tails.
Yeah, he's dressed like a concierge at Neverland Ranch. You know what I'm saying? He's got the whole Michael Jackson look going on again. Drew looks cute. She's got a little dress on with flowers on it.
And
what's that?
She does.
Yeah, she does.
Like, I just thought we were having so much fun.
That picture
is everywhere.
Legendary.
It's legendary.
Yes.
It is not legendary. No. Kids, come gather around the fireplace. We're going to look at that Corey Drew picture again. Oh, the Corey Drew picture. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you for giving us the Corey.
Legend.
Daddy, can we look at the Corey Drew picture again?
You can't look at it too much, kids. It'll burn your eyes out.
Oh, please, please. We want to see Corey in his, I don't know, what is that? What is he wearing? Is that a tie or is that an ascot? I'm not sure what that is. It's legendary, Dad. Everybody at school is talking about it. It's all over TikTok.
But it's not.
No.
Absolutely. We were such the great little cute little item for like the, you know, 3 months we lasted or whatever.
And
it
we
was.
Had,
but it was adorable.
But
was
we
adorable.
Were so positive.
Yes.
You know, you and I were such good friends. Mm-hmm. It's like we had that kind of relationship where they say like.
Drew wants to make it absolutely clear that there's no shot Corey is getting back with her.
We were just friends.
Just friends. Besides that one time I let you go up my shirt, we were just friends. Uh-huh.
Like date your friend. You know, we were the embodiment of that. You were so.
I don't know about dating your friend, Drew. I don't know. Is that a thing? Do we do that thing? We should ask the young kids what they're doing.
Mind, you were such a safe place for me.
Oh,
and we always hung out with your friends and you had an apartment and we just like had, it was just a really important place for me. And the memories are so
vivid.
You know
what? I remember. So here's the other part of the big memory was that you were already getting your life together and I was.
Not. You were getting your life together, and I was in the bathroom doing cocaine.
Yeah.
Safer than probably most of the Hollywood people around us at the time, but I was, you know, still going through
spiraling.
My troubles. So you got
spiraling. What are you doing at 13 years old? Was he really that into drugs back then?
Yes.
Wow, that's insane. That is insane, actually. And I know Drew was doing cocaine at like 9, wasn't she, with her mom?
She was early.
Yeah.
Sober first. You got your act together first. It took me a few years after.
It took me a few years afterwards to think about whether or not I was going to do drugs. And I decided, yes, I'll continue to do drugs.
Well, then I got it together.
Downs,
work in progress.
You know what I'm saying? The point is that we actually did take a moment to catch up and be on the same playing field because you had it. So
well,
I'm so grateful to see you.
Me
and
too.
To have this
me
moment.
Me too. I'm so happy.
Wow. That interview yielded zero headlines and it was not. Do you see what I'm saying? Like you go on the Drew Barrymore show and you've got really interesting stories and you manage to tell none of them.
Yeah.
What happened there?
I don't know, but I don't think he's coming back.
No. Once
he
was
made,
enough.
I mean, this is like he's making a push here. He's pulling out all the stops.
He really
like,
is.
Come on.
Yeah.
We dated. We've got this legendary picture. I can do your show, right?
Yep.
And everybody's letting him. He's doing the circuit, but
no one's asking
him back.
No. That's right. The Today Show let him back because they had to.
Jerry
they had
O'Connell
to do
O'Connell did the one thing.
That's right.
To Stand By Me.
He was on Steve-O one time.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
Oh. But best to you.
Best to you, Corey.
Corey.
We do. I do have a soft spot in my heart for Corey Feldman. I don't know why, but every time I see him on stage, I think to myself, what are you doing? But I mean, he's making money is what he's doing. And you know what the
doing
truth
the best
is?
He can.
If he came to Atlanta, I would go to his show. Mm. That's the truth. Because
okay.
I also want to see the shit show. I also want to see the circus. And we did ask him on. But we got an interesting response. So there you go. We'll see. TBD, as the kids say. TBD. And speaking of TBD, TCB Podcast. That's where TCBpodcast.com. That's where you go. You find out more information about Chrissy and I, all the audio, all the video, right there from one location, TCBpodcast.com. Hit the Contact Us button if you want your free Teresa Caputo piggy fronting sticker. We did not actually use her name or her... likeness, just to be clear about that. But the piggy fronting comes from a Teresa Caputo video. If you want that piggy fronting sticker, it's free to you. Go to the website, hit the contact us button. The drop down menu says, I want my sticker. Give us your physical address if you want us to sign something or say something to somebody. I don't know. Let us know and we'll send it off. Also, please visit our YouTube channel for all the YouTubes, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Clips of the show, some full episodes, and all the interviews are going to be up there. At The Commercial Break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok for those little short clips you guys like so much. You love us so much, you want us in minute or less chunks. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We get a million views on that Veer Das thing. I'm like, holy shit. First of all, why aren't you following us? Second of all, that's a lot of human beings.
Yeah.
I'm humbled by it all. 626-ASK-TCB, the number 3. 626-ASK-TCB, the number 3. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. We're taking them all at that phone number, toll free to you. Well, it's been an interesting day filled with Corey Feldman.
Yes, it
we
has.
Appreciate you listening.
Going down the road.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
And best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say, goodbye. Goodbye. Take a dick and keep on licking.